best. My guest in one-on-one this week is the respected Prague-based journalist Eric Best. Eric came to Prague from the U.S. in the early 90s after completing degrees in foreign relations, the Russian language, and business. Shortly after his arrival, he founded The Fleet Sheet, a serious daily bulletin published by him and his staff, highlighting important business and political stories for subscribers. Later, he added Final Word, a widely read, often pointedly witty but also critical opinion piece. Both are discussed in our interview. First, though, we begin by talking a little bit about Eric's initial decision to settle in Prague.
You know, the Russians see the Czech Republic as kind of the Switzerland of Central Europe, and I kind of saw it as that as well. Having been here for a couple of days, I knew that I could live here, and the combination of that, what I consider very good living conditions, coupled with a Slavic language, was for me a very big selling point. And then once I got here, I, after about a year, came up with a business idea that just happened to put together all the things I'd studied. So it worked out in that respect very well, but it wasn't really the plan when I came.
Now, you mentioned that within a year of coming here that you put together a business plan. Was that already the Fleet Sheet?
That was the Fleet Sheet, yes. It all came together within about 2 or 3 weeks. The idea that business people were starting to come into town, they needed business news and political news from the standpoint of another business person, and there were no marketing studies or anything at the time. I had no idea if it would be successful. I thought if I had 4 or 5 subscribers after the first month, it would be worth continuing, and we ended up having 15. So it was something that we put together very quickly, but that started out quite well and has been going far longer than I ever expected. I expected to do it for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and the foreigners would leave, and I'd have to find something else, and now it's been 17 years.
What were some basic principles in putting the Fleet Sheet together?
Well, the basic principle at the time was a combination of presenting the news as the business people wanted it presented, in language they could understand, and also actually getting it to them, because back then it was possible sometimes to fax one page across the street, but that second page almost never went through because the phone system was so horrible. It's hard to believe when you look at it from today's standpoint, but back then it was difficult. So the concept of one page was almost self-determined because that second page just didn't go through. And the speed and the ability to pick out the articles and the stories that people want, that's really the key.
And this format, basically this rundown of important business and political stories, is one that remains the same?
That remains the same. The other thing that remains the same is we have the Prague Post, Radio Prague, and other publications are, I suppose, to an extent, kind of a competitor. But they are providing a general service to a more general audience, where we are very specific and only trying to serve people who are really very, very serious about what's going on here. And that we have stuck to, and that's been a model that has worked.
Another one of your activities that was added later is The Final Word, which is a service provided for free. And that is, of course, an opinion piece. Tell me a little bit about what point you decided that you wanted to get into that and that it was important for you as a journalist.
Well, we actually started that because the Fleet Sheet itself, our paid product, was going well. It was getting a bit routine. We needed something to liven things up in the office, keep us a little busier. Plus, we were, by going through the newspapers and reading and following the news, we were learning things that we weren't able to express. And the idea of having a small opinion piece came about partly because of that, but also partly because we had an advertiser who was pushing us to give him more space to advertise. And the original idea was more for it to be an advertising means, a means of making money. But then I ran into a bit of a problem because one of the early advertisers pulled out quickly when we wrote some political stories or a story about one of his customers, and I had to make the decision of whether it was an opinion piece meant to have fun and also impart knowledge on our readers, or whether it was a money-making venture. And I decided that regardless of whether we made any money on it or not, it was worth doing. And that was a very big moment in terms of the business, because it really changed our business model and it freed us up to not really think about what the advertisers were saying about what we were writing. I think, you know, we don't see much political censorship in the Czech Republic in the sense that the government is telling people what to write or not write, but we still see a lot of what I call commercial censorship, where the advertisers are dictating what can or cannot, more often cannot be written. And by making the conscious decision not to allow an advertiser to determine what we were going to write, even if it meant that we would make no money on the product, was a very, very important thing. It was a difficult decision to make, but in the end it was very gave us a very free feeling, and now we really feel that, of course, we have the responsibility to be careful about what we write, but we are well aware that we are able to do it without really being concerned about what anyone else says about it. And that's a very good feeling to have.
One thing that's often mentioned is the English-speaking community here over the years. The estimates have ranged wildly from a few thousand to 25,000 English speakers in Prague. I wondered, how do you see that community as having changed over the years? In the early days, you would see a lot of people coming over to teach English. People would be inspired by the old beat poets coming over to read at the Globe bookstore. Of course, those days are long gone.
They, I think, are to a large extent, because the value of the dollar has gone down, the crown is very strong, things are more expensive. You know, I was never really too much part of that young crowd, so I can't really comment too much on it, and I was always targeting a different audience. But in terms of the numbers, I always just looked at the number of people registered to work here, and it's remained fairly stable around, I think, about 2,000. And when you add family members, I figured they're somewhere around 6,000 or 8,000 Americans. And of the serious people, I think it's stayed relatively stable. And of course, there were times when there were a lot of backpackers and people like that, but I think that was more like 10 or 12 years ago, and since then it's been going steadily down.
How do you look back on that decision to move here?
Well, I have never once questioned the decision to come here, which I feel very happy about, the fact that I made what I consider the right decision. I wake up every morning with the feeling that it's another day and with more to learn. And I, as someone who has been more or less accepted here, I'm very grateful for the reception I've been given. And that is not something that is a given. That's something that I think is partly due to the fact that the Czechs have developed very well. They are very open to foreigners for the most part. They are open to tourists. You know, it used to be that you felt almost strange speaking English in Prague, but now you don't think anything of it because it's so accepted and the Czechs are so open. And it's really been, for me, for the past 17 or 18 years, an absolutely fantastic place to be and to grow up, in a sense.